between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Have you been bitten by anything lately? Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I am super giggly today. Happy Halloween, everyone! So, if you listen to past episodes, you might remember that I lost a shoe-sized DVD case holding two TV series, Buffy and Angels. Well, I found them. It turns out they weren't really lost. I just put them in a more convenient case so that, you know, such a large series combined could be watched with more ease. So, you know, made it easier. Lost it because of that. It makes sense. You've heard so many of my ADHD wins, it's about time you heard about one of my losses. I think I have said this before, but ADHD is like playing a continuous battle of hide-and-go-seek for keeps. But it's with inanimate objects that are supposed to stay still. I guess it could also kind of be like a haunting. You were just holding this object. Who else could have moved it? All I know is it's definitely not where I left it. Anyway, that's my long-winded way of saying I guess I'm just going to have to extend my spooky content watching into November. Oh, shucks. What a horrible Halloween trick. Well, at least I have a treat for you guys. What? You noticed that it isn't Tuesday? That's correct. For this is your super special Halloween surprise of an extra spooky story to lend a hand to the nightmares already circulating through your mind. And especially today, your eyes. But, as we all know, nightmares are a terrible thing to waste. From campy to, why is the toilet bubbling up like that? Scary, I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Today's story was pulled from the overactive imagination of your host, me, Giggles. I don't know about you guys, but my Halloween plans are pretty exciting this year. There were lots of events and outings I really took into consideration, but for my own sanity, I have decided to stay home, indulging on candy and watching my traditional viewing of Pet Sematary with my roommate. And if you are wondering, yes, we have the candy just in case any unexpected trick-or-treaters come by. It wasn't only for me to eat. I hope you guys choose also to do whatever you want tonight as well. But if it's horrific, maybe just write about it instead, then send it to me at dimlightanxiety@gmail.com for a chance to have me bring it to life. I am considering changing the way this podcast is being published. I know, kind of out of the blue, but it's been on my brain, so I wanted to talk about it. I'm going to be going back to school soon, but I don't want to stop it altogether. What would you guys think of monthly installments of hour-long episodes? More instant gratification for those two-parters and less me talking between them. If you have an opinion one way or the other, please drop me a line at my Facebook or Instagram page. This season will remain the same. And none of this will start until January when we begin season 4. So don't fret. Think about it and let me know. If enough people say they like it this way, I may change my mind. But enough about the future. Let's talk about today and get on with today's story. Happy Halloween! Never, ever go investigate an unusual sound when in a horror story. But how do you know you're in a horror story until it's too late? Well, let's start with minding your own business on Halloween, at least. For your own safety, that is. Who knows what's going to leap out at you? Submitted for the approval of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Halloween Tale of Tricks Down the Drain. He opened his eyes to his dark, cozy, warm bedroom. A scream woke him from his sleep. He started going to sleep early over a decade ago and now found no point in staying awake late on Halloween, especially when it lands on a weekday. There were no parties he wanted to attend anymore, and most of his friends were now paired off with children doing the door-to-door thing. No one even knocked on his door because he lived in a small apartment complex. He was annoyed, and rightfully so. He could hear the vibrations of his neighbors' phones, and he often heard them relieve themselves while sitting on this couch. This made a scream kind of feel like overkill. A light yell would have sufficed. Unless, you know, someone was dying, and someone better be dying, he thought as he drove his fist into the wood of their door. Knocking to see what the hell the problem was at 10 o'clock at night, he waited for what seemed like hours. You know how anticipation prolongs encounters. Finally, a frazzled woman answered the door. Kate's frizzled hair seemed to have grown as her wide eyes glaring at the inconvenient interruption. What? She exclaimed, a little rougher than she intended. What me? What you? Carl retorted. What the hell is going on over here? Kate's wife appeared behind Kate's shoulder. Oh, thank God you're here, she said, grabbing his arm as she yanked him into the apartment. You will not believe what we found in our toilet. You have to help us. She pulled him through the living room and currently decorated as if a tornado hit it, then pushed him into the bathroom, making sure to stay outside the door. Still trying to wake up, the glaring light felt like it was blinding Carl while he tried to see what caused this fucking commotion. He crouched down close to the toilet as he raised the lid. As if opening a can of fake Pringles, a snake jumped out and bit him on the cheek, just missing his left eye. His eye immediately swelled shut. Cat rushed to grab the phone and to call an ambulance. While running back, explaining to the person on the line what happened, she appeared again in the bathroom door frame, only to no longer see Carl. There was no way to get past her and no place to hide in this tiny bathroom. But the only thing in the bathroom was the snake still in the toilet. I struggle as I try to open my eyes, my cheek still throbbing, causing my eye to swell shut. My right eye, however, also seems to be acting up. I see who I assume is Kat because she looks like a blue blob with a green around the edges. I blink a few times, but it never goes back to normal. It more feels like the rest of it. My senses just adjust to make up for the less than perfect vision. I feel like I could see more than I imagined. I can tell that Kat is standing there in confusion and concern. She seems to be yelling something I can't hear. But I feel the vibrations of shame bouncing off the walls to me in the pool of water I am floating in. How did I get in the bathtub? I wondered aloud, which makes Kat scream again. I see Kate lunge at me, which causes me to recoil. Uncertain of her sudden aggression, I cower in an intense thud causes everything to go dark and the water to crash against and around me. Light seeps in from the cracks above me as I watch something plastic-like cover any escape. I push against the barrier, not sure why the couple suddenly turned on me. Is this some sick Halloween prank? I berated myself for ever interfering at all. When the panic sets in, they lured me into their bathroom just to kill me. Oh my god. I see a snake tail disappear behind me. My panic escalates. I start pounding on the lid, screaming at them to let me out. I must have disturbed the snake they trapped with me because I couldn't hear myself over the hissing. What the fuck is going on here? Let me out of here, I yelled. They only responded with more screams. I felt them rush about in a frenzy, then hear what sounds like a toilet flushing. I suddenly feel a suction pull at me as I frantically try to grab anything on the slick porcelain. But I feel myself being pulled further down into this dark, unknown cave. How could they flush me? I'm a fully grown man. What sort of crazy witch power is this? Questions swirl through my head as water splashes into my eyes and mouth. I finally get pushed out of the pipe and fall into the sewer floor, stunned. Finally regaining movement, I mindlessly scurry to the side. Everything was moving too quickly. I had to get my bearings somehow. I feel my body drape around a rock as I take a second to assess my surroundings. An old, broken toaster bobs in the water, and as it passes me, I catch a glimpse at my yellow, slitted eyes and scaly skin. I'm a snake? You've got to be kidding me. What the fuck is going on? Carl hissed to himself. And this is exactly why I never leave my house on Halloween. Carl continued to slither through the sewer with no idea where he was going or what he was going to do or who could even help him. Could he even reverse what has happened to him? He was beginning to drown in despair when he spotted the baseball signed by Jamie Bird that his nephew let fall down the street drain last summer. Only he knew about it. It was their little secret. It was jammed between the largest fur clump he had ever seen and what looked like a dirty, wet, black trench coat. Suddenly, the coat begins to adjust itself. Perking up on the ledge across from this startling scene, Carl perks up to get a better view and sees, for the first time, the whole scope of the shattered man. He was wearing all black, his face completely draped in shadows and a black hat. One long pointy finger stuck straight out. The finger looked more like a jagged twig, clearly gesturing to a pipe just to the left of Carl's head. Stoic until his intentions are obvious, the shadow man froze with his finger guiding the way. Carl, deciding this drain must be important considering the man's seemingly painful desire to guide, made his way to the entrance. But before he disappeared into the dark hole, he turned and hissed, "Thanks!" He wasn't an animal after all. Carl couldn't be sure, but he thought that he saw the shadow nod back. Before he could verify, the man turned back into a lump of damp, old, dirty laundry. The pipe was tight, and he could only hope it was leading him to his sister's house. Each bend made him question his ability to make it, but somehow he was able to wiggle through. He didn't know how he was going to make them recognize him or how they would be able to fix him or if they even could. He just knew he had to get there. If he started to fixate too much on the problem, he would start to slip back down the pipe. He kept his slitted eyes on the first move to safety. Or so he hoped. He found his way to an opening. It was dark and cold as he bobbed in the black water. While waiting, he went over and over in his head what he could say to save himself. He started trying to say help, but his tongue was incapable of producing the sound. His sister, Clarissa, hated snakes, so he knew if he saw her, he had only one impression to get his story across. He felt like his skin was pruning, just like his fingers used to when he was in the bath too long. He knew snakes didn't prune, but maybe it was because he wasn't any run-of-the-mill snake. Or maybe it was just a feeling. Light finally pierced the darkness. This was it. This was his chance. He may finally be free. To his surprise, after being fully exposed, a scream did not follow. The toilet bowl filled with unrestrained giggles. The giggling of a little boy too excited to see a gift meant only for him. The boy reached in the toilet and grabbed Carl, almost crushing Carl, as the boys raised him up in adulation, presenting him to the other toys strewn over the floor. I'm not really sure how scary the story actually is. I mean, it's really creepy thinking the idea of being attacked out of nowhere and flushed when you don't know what's going on. I mean, that stuff is really, like, fucks with your mind. But scary, scary, I don't know. I think it does make for a fun Halloween story, though. Still a lot of unanswered questions. I mean, will the little boy play with him too roughly? Will the parents just remove him? I guess we'll just have to see what questions are answered in the final bit. Well, what did you think? Was it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, just check out the website. You can also find links to my social media pages on the website to let me know what you think of the possible new podcast episode setup. What is the website, you ask? Well, that's easy. It's just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. I'm sorry, there's not two dots. That's dimlightanxiety.com. Didn't want to confuse you guys, just in case. Today's writing prompt has to do with today's prompt in general. Halloween, of course. Here it is. She was deep asleep when she heard loud footsteps approach her door, followed by a loud knock. Then a low voice, lower than any human's voice she had ever heard, said, "Trick or treat." Use those sentences in your story or just as inspiration for your story. Then send that tale to me through email or my social media profiles. Just type in Dim Light Anxiety to any search bar and I should pop up. If not, just visit the website, which I mentioned above. Please do what you can to promote this podcast. If you enjoy listening, you can give a follow, like, 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google, or Anchor, or any platform you use to listen to today's episode. I really will not judge. Tell your friends, tell your strangers, tell your friends' friends, tell someone who's already listening. Just talk about these awesome writers and how their stories keep us up at night. Well, I guess that's it. We made it to the final bit. Yay! Did the snake make it to safety? Or is this where he meets his doom? Enjoy, if you dare. Clarissa was sitting in the living room when all of a sudden a snake appeared an inch away from her face. Her scream heard down the street. Old busybody Inez even peeked her head out of the window, only to retreat with no reward. Crawling up the walls, Rissa screamed to get that thing out of her house. It was then that Carl made his move. He screamed as loud as he could, "Rissa, save!" Her face went pale, but her son's face beamed brighter. "See? He wants to stay!" exclaimed the kid as Carl repeated the same phrase again and again until Rissa finally conceded. Unable to write or speak, Carl couldn't explain how he needed help. So his human disappearance went by with a memorial and tears, while Carl slept in his warm tank, just like he did through every obnoxious holiday. From that Halloween on, it turns out he had only a taste for other dead snakes. Thankfully, the boy loved finding them. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Until tomorrow, maybe be careful when using the bathroom. Creep it real! This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.